Hi friends, welcome to the course on International HRM. Now when you say International HRM, let me explain you what does it mean. We are well familiar with human resource management. Human resource management is nothing but managing people in the organization. And it's now simple, when you are managing people in the organization but having the base in different countries, that becomes international human resource management. Before we start and talk more about international human resource management, let me give you a brief about myself. I am Vijay Sonavane. I have been in human resource management, particularly in international, for the last 30 years. I worked with various organizations from different countries, started working with American organization way back in the 80s, subsequently worked with German, Swiss, Japanese, Southeast companies and also American companies. As a global HR head, I got opportunity to deal with the workforce across the world. Also worked as a director HR in Europe. So while explaining this subject, I'll get opportunity to share my actual experiences in the context of international human resource management. So let's move further. Now this chapter talks about the meaning of international HR. What do you mean by international HR management, and what is the current scenario in terms of international HR? The chapter, if you look at the chapter, probably chapter is divided in three parts. One is definitely the meaning of international HRM, the core components of HRM and the current scenario. Of course, we will summarize the chapter as we go further. Now, what is international HRM? So, as I just explained you that managing people from various countries, having that sensitivity, cultural sensitivity, and then designing your HR program, that's how it becomes international HRM. Now, this international HRM is the new concept. We started working with human resource management, and which was itself is a new concept introduced in late 60s. Subsequently, international HRM, which started with the expat management, really got evolved further, and it deals with the various components of HR, not only the administrative part of HR, not only the part of visa management and expat management. Over a period of time, international HRM has become a special subject. It has become a specialty, and the management started appreciating the human resource expertise because the organizations have come across various challenges thrown by managing people from cross-cultural background. And that really helped the human resource experts to acquire or to get the recognition for their expertise. About international HRM. Now when you say international HRM, let's understand what is HR, human resource management. Human resource management is very well said that managing the people within the organization. And international HRM is managing people within the organization from different cultures. Now any decision we take related to the people, it has its sensitivity. So a decision about hiring, decision about reward, decision about the performance management, decision about the various policies, you need to look at how people are going to affect, and that's all part of international HR management. Now, this process of international HR management, it starts from the cycle is that you start from your hiring, induction, placement of people, defining various policies, processes in very brief manner. I think it's like that, you know, when you say that the core component of human resource management, and these core components are like your change management, process expertise, strategy management, and people management. When you deal with these aspects in context of various countries' values, the cultures, the sensitivity, it is a part of international human resource management. Now, as HR got evolved, the same way international HRM also got improved over a period of time. It all started, you know, in 60s and 70s, particularly when there was a question that whether American management style is effective or not. Can it be applied to various rest of the world? And there was a deliberation happened whether we should go for American management model or Japanese management model, because international HRM, this started, the function itself started right from the expat management. So initially the focus was mainly on the administrative part of expat management, their payroll process, their relocation, and subsequently as HR got evolved, the international HRM also got further improved, and the scope became really large, giving a birth to the global human resource management. Now, there's another reason why this happened. We need to look at the development happen across the business environment. If you look at last few decades, there's a change in the business scenario. The entire economy model, which is completely centralized or focused on the capitalistic economy side. Okay. There was the conflict between the capitalist economy as well as the communist economy or social pattern of economy in Europe. And this helped to develop a various models. As I mentioned to you recently, that this American theories, then there was a European theory, which was mainly based on the social pattern, socialism, whereas in 80s, Japanese company also surprised with their Japanese model. Now, Japanese model are based on mainly the collective wisdom, mainly on teamwork. The surprise was that the Japanese model introduced by American was successful in Japan, but could not be successful in US. It further gave a birth to the debate whether what is the authenticity of the Japanese model or American model. See, while talking about various models, as we talked about American model, we talked about European model, and there was a Japanese model, which became a very great success, particularly when Deming, American management expert, who introduced quality circle in Japan, and became a phenomenal success. The Indian companies, particularly the manufacturing industry, adopted that, implemented very successfully. Probably the reason was that there was a match, there was a synergy between the Japanese cultural sensitivity and Indian. But the same quality circle could not be successful in US. And there was a debate that best practices of one geography can be imported as it is to the another geography, or should we have a cultural sensitivity? So here, the secret or the success, secret of the success is that you need to have the cultural sensitivity, otherwise any best practice found in one geography cannot be just implemented. So what you need is more customization while implementing these best practices in any other part of the world. We have just covered what is international HRM. Let's move to three components of international HRM. Now, the three important components are like cross-cultural management, comparative HRM, and international HRM. Cross-cultural management, I think the important aspect is that every nation has its own value, culture, and people in different countries have their different, very distinct attitude. Now, we can really look at that, you know, there are general perceptions prevailing about the people in a particular country. Like the Americans, they are known for their aggression, their dominance, whereas the Japanese are known as very humble. Asians are good at math. Irish people, they are known for their love for drinks. But these are the general perceptions. Now, when it comes to relating to the human resource policies, we need to look at the sensitivity, how it really affects their behavior at work. Now, this differences in the values, culture, how the people bring the change, how the people really respond to their work when it comes to the organization behavior. Now, there are certain elements which are important to be noted, that these differences in international environment can cause conflict, and there is a challenge how we can sensitize the other people, the rest of the world, when it comes to the interaction with the employees, when it comes to managing various HR processes related to the people from across the borders. Let's look at components of international HRM. Comparative HRM is one of the important aspects. Now, comparative HRM is, what does it mean, comparative HRM? Now, when you see that the human resource policies in country A, country B and country C different, so you just need to map what are the policies. For example, say the HR policies, HR processes in UK are different, and if you map those with HR policies in India, that's the comparison you are bringing on table, and you understand what are the differences of in their HR policies. Now, these policies are mainly due to various factors. The important factors are such as the labor legislations, the legislations in respective country, their trade unions, their institutions, the education system, the skill pool available, and these are the factors. Most important is, again, you need to look at the soft factors such as the culture in each nation, their values, their customs, their habits, availability of the resources. So all those factors really matters a lot when you do the comparison of HR policies across the countries. Now, employment system also varies from country to country. There are various agencies in various countries, and they govern the employment market. Now, HR policies, when you develop the HR policies, you need to look at that the government policies, the different structures available in this country while designing the HR policies. There are certain rules, regulations. For example, I think when we really do for hiring in India, we normally don't mind to ask for a preference for gender, preference for age. But same thing, if you go to US, probably it is treated as a violation. So this is the aspect of cultural sensitivity we need to take cognizance while designing various policies. Now, international HRM. Now, international HRM is not only the expat management, because expat management is the basic functions. As far as expat management is concerned, I think it deals with only the relocating people from one country to another country, managing their payroll. But when it comes to the international HRM, it is more than the expat management, and it deals with how you bring the effectiveness of the people working in an international environment. Now, what is the effective way to manage these international resources? And that is where the international HRM comes in a picture. When you look at the emergence of the various organizations who really come out and started operating of their operations in multiple countries, the HR management, the scale of HR management has really gone up, because human resource management for a particular country, and when human resource management for a multiple country, is a large scale. And when there is a large scale, there are complexity of policies, complexity of guidelines, complexity of challenges. See, the way you can motivate people in one country may not really work for the another country. So, whole idea is that in international management, the focus is from the large workforce to even the individual employee, because finally it matters for the organization, the individual performance, that matters a lot. Now, let's look at the quick check. for example, say choose the correct option. International HR investigates, what does it say? All type of HR practices? HR practices in cross-cultural context? Or HR practices in context of single organization? Number two, an international HR manager needs, what does the international manager need? To ignore differences in values, beliefs across the nations? Or to be aware of differences in dressing and style across nations? Or to be aware of differences in values and beliefs in across nations? Now, if you look at here, what's most important is that you need to be here to be aware, you need to be aware of differences in values, beliefs across nations. And that's the important aspect you need to remember.